Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Normally when we do OPP, there are some moral and there's just gray areas right. in OPPs, mm-hmm. right? I feel like we might have a slam dunk on our hands. It's about moving in with somebody and there's a little red flag.
Uh-oh.
Riley?
Hi, yai guys.
Yai.
Tell us what's happening.
I seriously just don't know what to do. So I'm in a serious relationship with this guy who is, he's just not great at expressing his feelings, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, sometimes he says things he doesn't mean, but I've looked to, like, his actions to tell me if he loves me or not, but really, I'm just human, and I kind of want to hear the words.
Sure.
So, I told him, and I expected to hear it back, but I didn't. Instead, he actually said he didn't love me.
Wait. You said I love you, and he said, that's fun. I don't love you?
Whoa.
Or more softly than that, but like, what?
It was more softly than that, but yeah. It was pretty blunt.
Oh.
And which is, no, but it, what's crazy is he just asked me to move in with him, which I am in the process of doing right now.
Oh, what?
Right.
Oh.
Mixed signal?
That's confusing.
Wait, he just wants a roommate now.
Yeah, just needs half the rent covered?
Yeah. What? Deposits what? And...
but you...
So, yeah, I don't know. I ended up crying, obviously. He said he was sorry and he still wants me to move in with him.
Okay.
And he swears there's not another woman and I don't have any, there's no hint that there's actually another woman. So it's not a concern, but I don't understand what this could be about. He acts like someone who loves me. So what does this mean?
Why does he
even tell me that?
He does loving things. Like,
yeah.
He rubs your back, makes your favorite food, like holds a door for
yeah.
you. But he just won't say the words, but he asked you to move in.
Yeah, it's super weird. Part of his explanation was he said that we'd been together for a long time, so he wanted to give it a try.
He wanted to try moving in with you?
Right.
But
that's going to...
I'm all for there being humans, men or women, who don't believe in saying those words. I think Steve is among us. And it's like, sometimes his logic makes sense where you're on a phone call with your sig other. And it's like, love you. Bye. And the words have zero meaning.
Nothing. They're throwaway words.
100%.
Yeah.
But he doesn't just not say it. He said the exact opposite.
Yeah.
That's what worries me too.
That's dark.
Yeah. That's not good.
Like, yeah.
But isn't this just a guy being a guy though? I mean, here, he's come up to this huge landmark in the relationship. Freak out, scared. Oh my God, pull back. And then
that's not horrible. That's not okay. A horrible explanation. I still, most guys would at least lie their way through that panic.
I see that.
You know, they and go blocked, like, give yes. me some time. I would say, I'm not ready to say that. I'd say 100 different things, not oddly, I don't love you,
right.
but still, here's a key to your new place.
Yes.
Because he's putting the new roommate in jeopardy, but I don't love you, but I still need you to come in and...
That's why I yeah. would lie there.
No.
Like, Riley, are you going to go through with this, or is that why you're here? You want to know if you should move in?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I mean, I've got boxes packed, but they haven't actually moved over there yet, but I mean, I'm halfway back.
But he never says I love... Okay.
I don't know that I'd...
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'm not, I just, I'm just, I am very needy. And if I said I love you, I could get through it if they didn't say it back. But if they literally said, I don't love you, it's like I've always said, you ask somebody to marry you, like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And you go, I'm not sure yet. It's like, bye, die in a fire. Never right. want to see you again.
Switch that.
Lose my number, you skank.
Right.
Immediately. Like, it's weird. And that's how I would feel if I was Riley. Like, yeah. I love you. And it's like, oh. A little pat on the head.
Oh, you're cute.
Aren't you great?
Yeah.
Oh, Riley.
Do you live even after life. He said that, do you still love him?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Kind of, I guess. I feel like I do.
Do you feel like if you move in with him, you can, like, water to the Grand Canyon this thing and wear him down to the point where he does love you? God, how romantic.
Yeah, no, let's not do that. We're not doing that, Riley. You're better than that.
You
deserve better than that, girl.
Like,
yeah, honestly, that, I don't know. Or have a conversation about it and be like, so did you mean, like, I don't know. You need clarification on where he stands, because he is, like Steve said, mixed signals. He is confused, and you need to know his level of commitment before you commit to moving in.
Right. Otherwise, yeah. Live with your legs.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Riley, hang on. Don't move. We're going to talk about you behind your back, and it gets really awkward. So hang on.
Dang.
I feel bad because she's clearly still in it, but I'm like, I don't think this is a good idea.
The only thing that kind of swayed me was what Steve said, because guys, if they're not 100% ready, we're like, if you want them, it's like what happens on January 1st. You wake up and you're like, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to eat right. And if you try to tackle all three of those things at one time, you don't get any of them done.
That's true.
He's like, will you move in with me? And she's like, great. I love you. And it's like, you're asking me to quit smoking and go on a diet at the same time. I just asked you to move in.
It's a lot.
Don't make me do both of these things right now.
Okay, I understand that, but it's a red flag to me that he wasn't able to better communicate.
Correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah.
And
he said,
I don't know. It just sounds like, he sounds maybe like he's not really emotionally mature.
Yeah.
And that's
available.
A red flag for me.
Yeah.
So,
but she's in love with this guy.
Get out. Well, no. Okay. But you can just sign a 6-month lease and then.
And see how.
Just don't move everything in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get a storage unit for the big stuff.
Okay.
It's kind of where I'm at. I don't know. I'm sure there's other people who've been with emotionally unavailable SIG others and they can help us out. There's a plethora of women in Steve's wake that could call. If you can help Riley out, should she move in with this guy? Should she not? Should she just run? 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Riley was just on the phone. She's in love with her man, and he's not.
Right?
He asked her to move in with him.
Yeah.
And then she's like, great, well, I love you or whatever. And he's like, I don't love you.
But why is that bad? Why
I just that- want there to be a chance that he could grow into it. I know Amber's just over here like, girl, you're not moving in.
Yeah, you just move on.
But
a little bit. She's in love.
But isn't that almost slapping Riley in the face? Like, you're dumb and you love the wrong person?
No.
Like, she obviously chose wrong if this isn't.
You can. I don't know. I'm just worried about her. This is a big move.
It is.
To do with somebody who's not seemingly in this.
Right.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, guys.
Hi. What do you think?
I think she should not move in with him. Moving is a pain. Mm-hmm. And if she can't get on the same page emotionally with this guy, then I don't think it's going to work. I mean, yeah, if he doesn't love her now, he could love her eventually, but I don't think it's worth it.
Right.
Can I ask a weird question to you, Elizabeth and Amber? Like, if I don't say the words I love you, but I make you feel warm and fuzzy enough that you love me, isn't that enough?
Nice.
Like, I'm...
No, I need the words.
No, yeah. I mean, you have to have both. You have to have the words and the action.
It's like a verbal contract, you know. I love you. Now it's out there.
But the actions are so much more important than the words, because there are so many men who say the words and don't do the other side.
And they feel loved.
Right.
Well, you could do those things and just really, really, really like the person. I mean, I need the actions and the words. That's just me.
It's just
that's
words.
All women.
Like, Elizabeth, no, I love you. I don't mean it.
I need to hear it. It means something to me. I really do. I feel so loved, but if my boyfriend never said those words to me, I would be gone. I would have an issue with that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all about open communication, and if you can't communicate that to me, then we have issues we got to figure out.
But he is communicating it to me.
That's what I'm saying. I guess nobody's totally getting, like, you must be feeling it because you love him. Because if he was just this cold stone wall of emotionless ick, you wouldn't love him. You know what I'm saying? Riley has fallen for him because she's getting love. She's just not hearing love.
But women have to hear those.
That's
words.
So.
The words have to match up with the actions. It's both.
In fact, they'd rather have the empty words than the fulfilled actions.
Thank you for the call.
I don't know about that.
Amy?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
So I think that she shouldn't move in with him. I think that maybe he's having second thoughts and may have said that to see if she would back out on it. I don't know. It definitely deserves a conversation before she moves in.
I don't know why he would ask if he didn't want her to.
He just needs the money.
I think he wants to test drive it.
Okay.
Yes.
He wants to see.
We have to tell him that.
Sure. But
would you accept it if I told you that? Would you say,
hey,
it's like, I want to see, I don't want to say that I love you till I know what we're like in the foxhole. Would that be okay? If I said it like that?
I actually do think that there are some people where love means something else. Like, some people are just like, I love you. I love who you are. I love our relationship. And some people, love is like, this is it, and I love you, and I want to spend forever with you.
Yes.
So it can mean different things, but I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's willing to say those words.
Okay. Mm. Kristen?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I mean, for me, like, the confusion is the answer. He's not in love with her. If you're confused about if you're in love with someone, you're not in love with them. I mean, if he doesn't want to commit and be in love with her, I mean, why move in with him? It sounds like maybe he doesn't want to fully commit, but he doesn't want to lose her. So
he doesn't want to commit emotionally. He just needs her to commit financially because they're moving in together.
Right. Yeah. And physically.
Mm-hmm. That too.
Right.
Yeah. This feels like a very one-sided deal to me.
You still get a place to live.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'll help you move.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.